shit. Silverfish hand catch. Old Spice is fucking stupid, man. I love that fucking, commercial. That shit's hilarious, man. But anyway, let me get back to this shit. Now listen to Waka Flocka, Hard at the Paint. Oh, man. I'm still tripping about this shit. They stupid. But let's speak on this stupid music. Why are we talking about stupid? I'm listening to Waka Flocka. I only listen to two songs of Waka Flocka, first of all. Let me just state that as a fact. I listen to Oh Let's Do It and Go Hard in the Paint, the song that I just played. And it's fucking garbage. I don't understand how this nigga's even on the fucking radio. How this nigga even got it? Like, what the fuck was Gucci Mane thinking when he heard this motherfucker? This music is fucking garbage. And it's a lot of shit I don't understand about Waka Flocka. First of all, how you got gunshots, all this other bullshit, and just Flocka, all this bullshit, just screaming and hollering, just random shit. You can tell when a nigga is just ignorant. Because it's just no organization whatsoever. It's just random shit thrown in there. This nigga got gunshots in this whole song and end up getting shot. And you talking all this shit like you gonna shoot somebody. And you the one that got shot. The fuck? I don't get it. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm the only person thinking like that. Did this nigga had the nerve to say that he ain't got no lyrics. The people don't want to hear lyrics. What? Since when niggas ain't want to hear lyrics? Eminem, one of the best selling rappers of all time, lyrics. Jay-Z, lyrics. Lyrics have been around for years. Niggas want to see lyrics. If Jay-Z didn't have lyrics, he would not still be here. I'm thinking like 40-something. Nobody would still be listening to Jay-Z if he didn't have any lyrics. That's just a fact. The problem is, this nigga just don't got no fucking lyrics. And he trying to make an excuse for it. Like, niggas just want to be crunk all the fucking time. No. It's like saying, I'm a basketball player, but I can't play basketball. Niggas just want to see me run around and jump in the sky. No, nigga. I don't want to see that shit. I want to see a good basketball player. I want to see LeBron James, Dwayne Wayne, Kobe Bryant. That's what I want to see. I don't want to see a nigga that can't do shit. You a rapper and you can't rap? That an oxymoron? What the fuck? What the hell is going on? Then we got niggas like Soulja Boy coming up in the game and just fucking destroy it. Like, I can't even think of one song that I can listen to of Soulja Boy. Hop About the Bed. Turn my swag on. Who fuck turns their swag on? Dumbass nigga. Who the fuck turns their swag on? Your shit should already be on. I don't care if you fucking sleep. You should damn already have your shit on. You should go to sleep with your shit on. Wake up with your shit on. If you turn it off, that mean it ain't real. You can't turn swag on and off. Nigga, this ain't no light switch. What the fuck? What the hell going on this motherfucker? Just dumbass shit. Remind me of the goddamn video. This nigga getting high and shit with Gucci Man in the Lambo. They driving down the road at a stop sign and just sitting in the road, iced out everything. Just sitting there, just laughing, just high as fuck. And these rappers wonder why they be getting robbed and shit. What the fuck? Are you fucking dumb? Never mind. That was a dumbass question. Obviously, you are dumb. Now, Gucci Man, I don't think really that dumb. I think that nigga play dumb. That nigga can't be that dumb. That nigga had the presence of mind to switch his style, because that shit he was doing before was fucking garbage. Shit. Young Jeezy destroyed that motherfucker, man. He destroyed that motherfucker. Even Roger Davis know your mother. Damn. He put your mama in the line. Damn. I still can't get over that shit. Got fucked up, man. Every time I think of Gucci Man, I think of that same shit. That same motherfucking shit. I don't understand. The rap game nowadays is fucking garbage. It's fucking going down the drain. And we only gotta rely on the real top niggas. Top niggas hold it on. You keep holding on. Keep it living. And we better survive this shit. Because I like real rap. I don't like screaming and gunshots and fake niggas. So I don't like the Lil Wayne and all that shit. So hopefully they can turn this shit around. I'm about to throw it back to another Old Spice commercial, because this shit is fucking hilarious to me. This black nigga's getting paid a shit full of money. Commercials are fucking hilarious. And take me to a commercial.